Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Yo, it's going to be 99, which means it's going to feel like 100 and something.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the weather today. Humidity plus heat. You know, it's a heat wave all around, B. Like, we, you know, it ain't just us. Yo, it was like 115 up in, like, Washington and Oregon a few days ago. And they never get weather like that.
That's crazy.
Never. But we're still scheduled to have lots of rain Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday even. So
yeah,
that'll cool it off.
Yeah, this weekend is going to be all rain.
That'll cool it off a little bit. But nonetheless, boys and girls, call right now. At least we're together through the weather. You know what I'm saying? You can play a little Laura Never Loses. Laura, what do you think? Some shenanigans? Shenanigans? Yo, Doja Cat, that joint fire right there, boy. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, that's off that new Doja Cat album.
Yeah, that's a vibe. That's one of the best ones on there, I think.
Ooh, boy. That's how the album opens, too. I like the joint with The Weeknd. I like the joint with J.I.D. I like, there's a few things I like on that album. Doja.
Uman.
Uman, Uman, Uman. Yo, good morning, Laura Stiles. Good morning, Rosenberg.
Good morning,
everyone. We will have Summer Jammy Jams. You know them tickets is on sale to see Meek Mill and the Migos alongside A Boogie. And you got special guests Rowdy and Bobby going to be in the building. Megan Wright and friends. Swizz Beatz bringing a New York City DMX tribute to the building. That's going to be a situation. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium and more to be announced.
I'll be curious now to see what old Swizz comes up with for the DMX tribute, because I imagine it'll be different than the BET one.
Yeah, it'll be longer, that's for sure.
That's definitely for sure.
Yeah, it'll be more. But I'm sure there may be some similarities, man. But it'll just be extended, you know what I mean? But one of the things I loved about what they did at BET was how they made sure to emphasize kind of the poetry and emotion of DMX. You know what I mean? Like Michael K. Williams doing the spoken word and Method Man doing, what song did he do? I forget what song he did, but he did Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, Griselda being up there, that's, you know what I mean? Get your tickets, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It's going to be dope. I'm excited.
It's very, very, how do you say excited in Spanish?
Oh God, I'm drawing a blank right now.
No, man, this is terrible.
Sorry, I can't help you right now.
Damn.
It would have to come out natural.
It just has to come out. You can't just do like, como se dice, excited en español.
Excesito.
No, I don't think so.
Excesito?
No.
I'm drawing a...
sounds like
I think emocionada, emocionada.
Emotional. Hey,
emotional.
Yeah, emotional.
Yo, Shawnee seriously said excesito, and Laura, Laura said no, and he went, I don't know, it sounds like it.
Sounds like it should be excesito.
Yo, let's get to the lines, man. Let's have fun time. Laura Never Lose. We got Rosie and Jose. Rosie, what's popping?
Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie. Hey.
Whoa. Good morning.
Whoa, you got a convertible?
Put it on hold, Shawnee.
Yeah. Yo, Rosie's like, she flying the world?
I know. Exactly.
Here she goes. She should be better.
Rosie, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, okay. We thought maybe you were just taking off. Sound like you was flying outside of an airplane wing.
I wish.
Where you headed right now, Rosie?
Dropping my daughter off at work.
Okay, what's she do?
She works for a retail company.
I love it. I love it. Shout out to her retail company. Everybody try to be all secretive. Secretive. Jose, what's popping, kiddo?
You guys listen to you every day. On
Thank
the way
you,
to the
Jose.
Bronx from Orange County.
There you go. What are you doing in the Bronx?
I do social work assistant, KSAC-T, serving the community of the Bronx.
There you go. That's real work. We appreciate you, brother.
Nice.
We appreciate you so much. That's that real, super real.
But, Ebro, I'd like you to play on behalf of Relay for Life for the Bronx for the American Cancer Society. That's what we're doing today.
Okay. That's what we're doing it then. Is that like, y'all got a summer program going on too?
No, this is all year round. We do Relay for Life for all cancers. We, you know, provide transportation, treatment, counseling. And these tickets are for the people that help us raise if we win.
All right, here we go. Rosie, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
Okay. Stiles. 60 seconds on the clock. Jose done put the pressure on me. What are we playing for, Laura?
Ebro, we have a prize. So we're doing this dope exclusive July 4th rooftop barbecue featuring Brooklyn's own Young Devin. So everyone who attends will also get a chance to win Summer Jam tickets. DJ Drewski will be on the set, and it's all made by Long Island's Chef Lamar.
Chef Lamar making it ha ha ha. Drewski in the building. Drewski will be in the building at Summer Jam. Drewski and friends. So will Rosenberg and friends.
Rosenberg and friends and friends.
And friends plus many more, Rosenberg.
You know that's what I'm right. Saying? Friends and more.
That's right. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Yes, yes.
Let's play Lord of a Loser.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Who is going to be recapping the Tokyo?
Ebro.
Oh.
Ebro.
Oh,
recapping Tokyo Olympics. Let's go with
three.
Snoop Dogg two. And Kevin Hart. One.
That is correct. The aardvark is
Ebro.
Ebro.
The aardvark eats ants and has a long nose.
No, that's an
which
anvita.
Is really its mouth.
An anvita. Incorrect. The aardvark is native to which continent?
Oh.
Africa.
Africa. Shout out to Africa. Is correct. Def Jam reportedly covered the funeral
Ebro.
Cross. What? Ebro.
For DMX.
DMX. Rough Riders. Y.O. Correct. Which literary character lives in the 100 Acre Woods?
Laura.
Ebro.
Oh.
Laura.
In 100 Acre Woods. Is it Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh is correct. Oh. Tie game. Kanye West is suing
Laura.
Which?
Ebro.
Laura.
He's suing Walmart.
That's right. Major
Laura?
Retail
I didn't
store.
Know that.
Correct. Mary Shelley is most famous for writing which
Ebro.
Book? Ebro.
Mary Shelley.
Mary Shelley's most famous for writing which book?
Ooh. Come on, fam. It's in the title.
Two.
One. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Frankenstein.
Yo, oh, you didn't give Laura a chance
to? You didn't
too?
Give me a chance.
Oh. Yeah, man. Come on, Rosenberg.
Sorry, Laura.
Damn. Well, Laura wins. Laura wins.
He wrote Frankenstein?
Frankenstein by Mary Shelley.
Yeah. Never knew that.
I didn't know that either, to be
guys,
honest.
The movie came out in the 90s, Mary Shelley Frankenstein. It was the name of the movie.
Never saw
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I never saw it.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I don't even remember it.
Well, that's what I'm making fun of you for.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't see it either. I didn't. All I know is the name.
Man, you knew one question the whole time.
He's hype.
And you hype. You knew one thing.
Come on, everybody knows.
Yo, Rosie, you get in the rooftop kit. You know what I'm saying? Party in rooftop. Jose, man, send my love to the team over there. I let the Relay team down, man, almost. I ain't no Mary Shelley, man.
Don't worry about it, man. We love you guys.
I got to get up on my Frankenstein facts. You know what I mean?
I know.
Congratulations, Rosie.
Yo, Jose's a great guy. Rosie,
wow,
hang on.
He really
is. We got to get some info from you. Rosie, send love to your daughter on her way to work. And hang on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Okay. Coming up in a flashing lights report, listen, we forgot to talk about this. Diddy shows love to Lil Nas X for his performance during the BET Awards because he was getting a lot of hate. We'll discuss it coming up.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. They saying they're about to criminally charge some people in the Trump organization, y'all.
I feel like we hear that.
Uh-oh.
In the organization.
Yeah, in the organization.
They're about to.
Cy Vance and our girl Tish James, they about to roll up. And they say the way these federal indictments happen is they start charging people and see who's going to roll on the big fish. You know what I'm saying? So they start charging people and start, you know, boom, you get some time. And, oh, you about to get some time. And, oh, you going to get some time. Oh, you want to tell on him now? Okay, well, now we can work. Let's work together now. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was exciting 2 years ago, the concept.
Well, it's going to be exciting if people start going to jail. I'll wait. I'm patient. I can wait for it. But it may not be nothing. Look, Derek Chauvin, he's doing 22 years. In 22 years, I'll be 60-some years old, and they'll be talking about George Floyd's murderers getting out of jail. I'll be like, ain't this a bitch?
You mean in like 10 years?
You think like five, right, Johnny?
Exactly.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Time served.
Right? Damn it. All you can do is laugh. That's all you can do is laugh.
And that's hard.
Sanity.
Right.
That's all you can do, man. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
The BET Awards had so many great performances and amazing moments. We forgot to talk about Lil Nas X. So he, you know, he had a wild performance where he ended up having.
Was it wild?
I mean, you know.
It was just like the video. It was just like everything else he'd been doing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean,
the video was crazy.
Listen, man, dudes making out on the BET Awards is kind of wild.
That is wild.
I'm sorry, we're gonna keep it a buck here. Yeah, that's like, kind of wild.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, for
you're
the
right,
BET, for the BET Awards,
right,
it's wild.
Right. You're right.
For Lil Nas X
wild.
In life, not really that wild.
Not fair. Fair, but it was. I definitely went, oh, he went for it. Okay.
Right. So he definitely performed his a rendition of Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And he did like a, you know, like a little homage to Michael Jackson's Remember the Time.
Is and that what that was?
Yes. That's what he said it. That's what he was trying to do. At the end, he ended up kissing one of his dancers.
Michael was like, I don't know, you a wild boy. Because when I saw that, I did not think Remember the Time at all.
But Diddy came out and tweeted, Lil Nas X did that. Be fearless with applauding him. Because a lot of people, you know, all the homophobia came out and people were coming after him. And at one point, Lil Nas X did start to, like, clap back.
Mm. He's known for a clapback.
Yeah. Like
go
some,
off, Nas
some guy
X.
Was like, don't use African culture for ish like this. Respect our ancestors. Mm, and he wrote, okay. Y'all really pretend homosexuality didn't exist in African culture?
I mean, he's got a point there.
He's got a point.
Well, you can remove the word African and put in anything.
Right. Because it's in everything. Man. But, you know, Diddy decided to jump out and show him some love.
But I think some people have problems with PDA in general. I mean, we
that's
heard
because, by the way, if, when
true.
Madonna and Britney kissed on an award show,
yeah, it was a thing.
It was a whole thing.
And no matter who, if they made out on a stage, hetero or homosexual, would still be an issue.
If Khaled and Megan Thee Stallion was up there tonguing down, it'd have been a story.
Wow.
Oh my God! Why should that's so random?
Although on the flip side of that coin, though, let's just be honest. The BET Awards, there were about 7 performances in a row where it was just a collection of asses bouncing
right.
up and down.
Right.
Literally, that's all that was. I was like, is anyone doing something that's not asses? And then Lil Nas X comes out. Yeah, he comes out and does something different. And everyone's like, oh my God.
OD. Go get
well,
a broom.
Let's keep it 100. I wanted to complain. I said yesterday on the program I was going to have complaints about the BET Awards, which were going to be that too many of the sets had the same group of dancers. It wasn't the same group. And I'm happy to all the dancers. Everybody getting work. Do your thing. But everybody up there with the group of dancers shaking ass looked corny.
Mm. It looked nuts.
Ain't nobody got any other new ideas, man? That's why Tyler's performance stood out so much. And hers performance. And even Lil Nas X, even though he had a group of dancers shaking ass, but still.
Right. At least they looked at least they were men. It was slightly different.
It was slightly he tried something different.
Honestly, Tyler the Creator's performance was amazing. I don't think he got enough credit for it.
Yo, it was phenomenal. It was cool. It was like Wizard of Oz, like wind blowing and him flying away. And to Ibra's point, like, yeah, I was just sitting there like I was just excited to see something that wasn't the same exact same dance routine or what it felt to be. The same dance routine.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 97 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
There it is. And a congratulations, you played yourself, is on the way. All right? Keep it locked. We'll hit some people with Le Beau Temps.
Hey, we can't
who
just breeze past 97 degrees, a hot 97 degrees.
Is it going to be 97 today?
Listen, on my trusty iPhone app, it says 97. So
well, look, we giving away air conditioners. I'm buying them. Let's go.
Yo, Ebro, I need
If you need a new air conditioner, you know what I'm saying, for the window, we got the window joints. I'm buying them. Let's go.
Okay.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, wait, what happened? The music just cut off.
Hello?
No, the song ended.
Yeah,
the song ended. That's how the song ends.
Oh.
Well, hit me with the button, because I wasn't ready.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo.
Yeah.
Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
So if you didn't know, there was a shooting in Times Square the other day. Some dude, some dummy, got into an argument with a friend of his, or a compadre, I don't know what they was arguing about, but started shooting at each other. Hit a Marine, innocent bystander. Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So they're looking for this idiot. And it boggles my mind. You must want to go to jail.
Right. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, what?
You must want to go to jail. In what planet, at a tourist location, do you pull out a gun and start shooting and then you ain't on camera? These people got mental health issues, bro. And it's more rampant than I think socially we give it credit.
What, mental health issues?
Yes. Undiagnosed mental health issues when you make decisions like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying, like, it sounds obvious now that we're talking about it, but I don't think people say it like that.
Right, right, right. That there's a real issue out here. People need mental healing and therapy and conversations and, like, because what would make you make decisions like that?
Right.
Right? The consequence is so high. You wouldn't think you're in your right mind to actually think
exactly,
that you can get away with it.
Exactly.
Right? I got you.
And so then, I start thinking, I'm like, yo, but then, you know, they start making gun violence in New York City sound like the 90s right now. And it's bad.
Yeah.
But it ain't the 90s.
No.
Stop it. Just so we all have context. Last year, every year people complain about gun violence in New York City. Mm-hmm. You know how many shootings there were last year?
How many?
By May last year? 270. You know how many there were in 1993 by May?
How many?
1,886.
Mm. So that's not the 90s, you're saying?
It is not the 90s. It's not good. It ain't perfect. It ain't gonna be perfect. And this year is worse than last year. This year, we've had 490 already by May. And that's according to NYPD crime stats. Mm. So for everybody out here acting like New York City's going off a cliff.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But it's not good.
That's still like, what, 3 or 4 a day?
It's not good. The other thing that's not good when it comes to gun violence in New York City is the fact that all the surrounding states don't have laws like we have. And the loose gun laws, the people who don't want to tighten them up, most of them are Republicans.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And who does most of the complaining right now to scare people when it's time for an election about gun violence in major cities?
Nothing to worry about.
Republicans.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Who don't want to tighten up the gun loopholes. and don't want to hold manufacturers accountable. Let me tell you something. Black people been complaining about gun violence in our communities. How long, Shawnee? My whole life.
My whole life.
Marching, screaming in the streets, begging for help. Erica Ford and everybody on the front lines of this all the time.
Talking about how are our youth even getting these guns? Who's bringing them into the hood? Do something about it.
And you know who it is? Republicans.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, the same people the police union endorsed.
Congratulations.
So are y'all really trying? So are y'all really trying to fix it? Or are you just trying to keep the population scared so you can keep getting money?
You know it.
Because the violence always escalates as soon as we start putting the pressure on the police. You ever notice that coinky dink?
Mm-hmm.
It was happening under Dinkins too. Laura, what you got on your list?
Well, I was just reading this. Speaking of guns, a New Jersey state trooper accidentally shot himself inside Penn Station.
And he was off duty, Laura.
He was off duty, yes. He was playing with his holster and accidentally shot himself in the leg.
Damn. Wow.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Cheddar Bob yourself, huh, bro?
But he just shot himself in the leg.
Hey, yo, Cheddar Bob, chill.
Oh, no. So he claims he was just, looks like I was just adjusting my holster on the platform. And boom. I mean,
congratulations, you played yourself.
He's fine, but it's just like, what?
I mean, damn, Laura, wasn't enough that the man has to deal with the wound in his leg. Now he's got to turn on the radio and have Laura Stiles coming for his neck.
I know.
You couldn't help it, could you?
Rosenberg, what's on your list?
I got to give it. I mean, listen, I know he's gone through a lot, and I'm sure he's also trying to promote a book. I got to give it to Scottie Pippen. Do we have the audio yet in there, Shawnee, of Scottie Pippen?
Yeah, which one you were?
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen on Phil Jackson talking about the shot that Tony Kukoc took instead of him.
But when you say a racial move...
Why would Tony, who was a rookie, get the last second shot and you put me out of bounds? That's what I mean, racial. Like, that was Scottie Pippen's team.
But
Scottie
Phil
Pippen
then,
was on pace to be an MVP that year, right?
Yeah.
Why would you put him in a position not to be successful? Why wouldn't you put him in a position
maybe
to
a
succeed? Michael Jordan is not there. So who's next in line for you?
But have you talked to Phil about this? Because by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think Phil was or is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you remember Phil Jackson left the Lakers, wrote a book on Kobe Bryant, and then came back and coached him? I mean, who would do that? You name someone in professional sports that would do that.
Mm. Well, and then Dan Patrick goes... He responds by saying, well, yeah, that certainly makes him sound disloyal, but does it mean that he's racist? And the conversation goes on from there. Listen, Phil Jackson may be a racist. How do any of us know? I didn't know Phil Jackson.
Well, Scotty goes on to say, did you ever play for him? You ain't play for him. I seen him in practice and off the court. I know. It wasn't just that. He went in further on
racist. But what he didn't have, Ebro, was receipts. Because if your story is Tony Kukoc got the shot and not me, hit him with the button. That ain't it.
Congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
I'm sorry.
I would say the congrats is, why are you saying something now? You're saying something now because Kevin Durant just fried your ass for that shot. You're saying something now because, you know, the documentary, the Jordan documentary had you looking soft.
Another one.
So you're in your feelings. So you're saying something now to toughen it up because you was really quiet about it.
Yeah, but that's really the congrats. I disagree, though. If it was true, say it whenever you want to say it. If it's true that Phil Jackson...
Then he's saying it. What receipts does he need other than his own experience?
That wasn't a receipt. He didn't let me take the shot. By the way, Kukoc made the shot.
He went on to say that it was in some other things in practice, too. He said, you never played with him. You don't know.
No. All he said was you didn't play with him. I'm saying if you're going to call someone an icon, a national icon in a sport, a racist, which I have no problem with if it's true, you don't think you should tell the story of when they were racist. You just go, nah, I played for him. And, you know, he took me out in that game and then let co-coach get the shot.
Well, my point is, I agree with you. Scotty deserves a congrats. But what I'm trying to help you with is, if somebody like Scotty wants to call Phil Jackson a racist and everybody's like, yo, prove it. I'm telling y'all, he ain't got to prove it. He can say whatever the hell he want to say. Nobody don't have to prove that somebody's racist other than to say, I played with him. He's a racist.
Not even a story that he said something?
No, he doesn't owe Phil Jackson a goddamn thing. He doesn't even owe us nothing.
Well, I
still think he's out of his rabbit ass mind. I'm just saying, in the context of you feeling like somebody's racist, you don't owe nobody nothing. Not even Phil Jackson.
Say that to the person who takes you to court for libel, pal, because that doesn't work that way.
You ain't taking nobody to court for libel over calling somebody a racist. No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Well, agree to disagree. If we can have multiple congrats then, but I just don't think the Kukoc shot is the hill to die on for destroying
the coach. I agree with that, too.
But by the way, you pointed this out off the air. Listen, Scotty's gone through a lot of things. People get out there, start doing interviews. He is probably super emo about what happened with Kevin Durant last week. But the biggest congrats is Kukoc hit the shot. At this point, why are we even still talking about it?
Well, not only that, but Phil Jackson might have been just using you as a decoy, bro, because Kukoc was a rookie, and everybody was like, well, who's going to take the damn shot then? If you taking the ball out of bounds. But anyway, the point is Scotty's going through a lot. Didn't he just lose his son, too, and his ex-wife is out here wilding?
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. That was a little, like, a few months ago.
Oh, and by the way, he's promoting the liquor.
Well, he might have had a sip of it before this interview. Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
Yo, I want to see Phil Jackson take Scottie Pippen to court over Scottie calling him a racist. Man. I want to see it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why would that shock you though? If this kept going and he kept talking about it over and over again, you don't think he would?
No.
I don't understand why not. Why?
Because it's so. Because A, it's well, no, I'm not even saying it's petty. Because when it comes to racism, unless it's like literally I stopped you from making money or there's something really there, Scotty would then have to prove that it happened to him in the workplace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that it prohibited him from doing something. And Phil would have to then defend that. And Scotty would use this example or whatever. It would never go anywhere. It would be a nothing burger, is my point. Scotty wouldn't owe Phil Jackson any money. Phil Jackson wouldn't get anything out of it. It would go nowhere.
I'm just saying, if you want to, all I felt is that if you have a major claim against someone and it starts with, yo, you saw what happened with that Kukoc, I'd be like, that, okay, I guess. That was something.
Listen, in the documentary, the Jordan documentary, me personally, the way they brought Kukoc into the team, I thought was racist. The way the general manager even brought Kukoc into the team and the way they did Scottie Pippen in general, I thought was racist anyway.
No, I did not ever hear that or think about it.
But that's how I viewed it, though. But I also know that the NBA always wants to have great white players because NBA fans love a great white player because there's a lot of white fans in the NBA. I call it the Scalabrini effect.
Yeah, but Kukoc was good.
He was all right.
I would have had Kukoc take the shot. I'm telling you that right now. I wouldn't have Scotty take a jumper to end the game.
I'm not even debating the jumper. I'm just saying the whole thing around Kukoc. He was good. He was good. He was all right. He wasn't better than Scottie Pippen.
No. He definitely wasn't a better player than Scottie Pippen. But either way, we've now completely fallen off into the woods. Just hit us with the button, please.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah. 97 minutes commercial free. So is it 97 or 99, Laura?
My phone,
or does it even matter?
It says 97, so let's go with that. But it really doesn't. When it's this hot, it is what it is.
Well, anytime it goes over 97, we buy air conditioners for the people.
Oh, so that is very important then.
Mine says 97.
Oh, Shawnee says 97, but
hold on.
As far as how you're going to feel, it's going to feel terrible.
Right.
And that's T-U-R-R-I-B.
My weather.com here has 94 as the high. 95.
Mm. 95. Now we're ignoring them. Now we're going 97.
But we
97.
Like Hot 97. You know what I'm saying? Hot 94. That's what you're doing? Really?
Y'all want these ACs? We going with 97.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Anyway, the hottest part of the day will end up being later in the afternoon, like 3, 4. That's when it really gets super hot outside. So hopefully find yourself something cool. Go check on the elderly folks in your neighborhood. Make sure their AC is working. Make sure they have all the refreshments and water they may need. Take care of your people. Check on them because this heat is real.
It's going to be hot like Do the Right Thing. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out the window, ice cubes, summertime. School's
thanks,
out.
Y'all. All right, all right.
Thanks.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Jalen.
Yes.
All right, so you went on a date with a young lady named Regina. We appreciate you participating in Curve. Jalen's about to figure out why he never heard from Regina again. Jalen, you guys went on a date in Hoboken.
Yeah, we took her out to this nice restaurant, Stingray Lounge. It's like a seafood place. You know, I thought everything went great, but she hasn't replied to any of my texts.
How was the conversation?
It was good. I mean, you know, we were talking about what we want in the future, you know, kids, stuff like that.
That's early. Oh, that's early.
First
date, kids?
Wow.
Just wanted to see if we were both on the same page.
Okay, so how did the date end?
She was feeling kind of, like, nauseous or sick during the meal. Stopped eating and, like, pushed her food to the side. So I just, you know, kind of ended it there and, you know, made sure she was fine and everything. And
I mean, it was seafood. You know, sometimes, you know, you catch a bad batch. Jalen, here's the deal. Regina doesn't know you're on the phone, so we'll bring you in at some point in the conversation. We're going to call her up now.
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Hello?
Regina.
Hi.
This is Ebro in the Morning. You have Laura Stiles here and Rosenberg.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on our show to talk about your date with Jalen. We found out that you never text Jalen or responded to Jalen or talked to Jalen after your date. Why?
You know, we were having a good time. He's a pretty chatty guy. The only thing is that while he was talking, he kept kind of spitting on me. When he was talking, it was like spit kind of flying.
Oh, he had a lot of spit in his mouth. So he was like, pit, pit, pit.
Yes.
Sorry, it sounded like this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was trying to roll with it, but I just kept thinking that if he would just, you know, swallow a little bit, it would just not be so bad.
So this was excessive for her to notice it that bad.
I'm trying to imagine this. Is he talking with his mouth full?
At one point, you know, a little piece of spit had, like, flew onto my cheek, and I was like,
Congratulations.
You know, because he was cute, and he's saying interesting things. But then when the food came, he was, like, eating with his mouth full. I was trying to just stay focused on what he was saying and, the, you know, that we were having a good time. But it became increasingly harder and harder to do that because it was, like, food flying. And then,
all right. So, Regina.
No.
All right, we have Jalen on the phone.
But what?
Yep.
Jalen.
What? I mean, I can't believe I just heard that. Why didn't you say anything to me?
Have you ever, Jalen, have you ever heard this before?
No, actually, no.
We thought you was drunk on the phone this morning, but maybe what we're hearing and the reason you sound like you slur your words is because there's a little bit of, I don't know a what this is, a lot of bit of spit in
your mouth. Or a lisp, there's a lisp situation, what you're saying, Ibra.
I mean, I've never noticed that I spit out my mouth. I mean, I didn't notice anything, and
I've never noticed.
I don't know, maybe because I was nervous. I don't
suffering. Suffering.
Yo, you guys are a-holes, B. Stop, man. Stop. Well, Regina, maybe you just bring a towel, and you guys go out on a date.
It's like, no, I mean, listen, the thing that...
It's like when you have a Rottweiler or like a dog that slobbers a lot, you just keep a towel around.
Gross.
You know what I'm saying?
he had crab cakes and it flew into my salmon. And I was like,
crab
I
cakes?
Can't even. Yeah.
I'll have the crab cakes and C will have the salmon. Salmon and crab cakes.
So it's no chance, huh, Regina?
Nah, I can't.
Damn, all because he sounds like that's sad. Yeah.
Jalen.
I'm sorry that it came down to that. I mean,
I'm sorry.
He said, I'm sorry.
You weren't really talking that much, so I felt like I was talking a lot more, but maybe it was because I was spitting on you, huh?
Oh, this
no,
is
not maybe. Oh, that's man. What it is. Man. The spitting.
Oh, now you're jumping in?
Now, Regina, maybe in other aspects of a personal relationship, the spitting may work out for you. Some people are into that. A little extra saliva. No. All right.
I mean, any chance that you give me a second chance?
Oh,
like second date?
No.
I mean, I really enjoyed your company.
Oh, wow. He seems like a nice guy.
I'd hate for you to think of me as a spitter. I just.
You said he was
maybe
cute.
He'll cover his mouth when he talks.
Come on, you could believe in feckin' Fanfith.
I can do that.
Regina?
Regina?
Yeah.
What is it?
Don't do it if you don't want to
do it.
What is
it?
No, do it. He sounds so nice.
Oh, you guys are a-holes.
I'll do it only if he is just more aware. Yeah, if he's like...
All right, Regina. Nice. Yo, man, thank God for women, bro. Because if that was a dude, would be hell no.
Wow,
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, happy ending on Curve. You don't see that every day. And maybe it'll end with a real happy ending.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Yo, we're still talking about Scotty calling Phil Jackson a racist and them going to court over it.
By the way, that didn't happen. He's saying theoretically.
It didn't happen.
Nor will it happen.
I don't think it will. I want to see it, though. I want to see what happens. The problem is Phil Jackson ain't trying to get another job. If Scotty and Phil still work together, or Phil was trying to get a job and felt like this was going to... Scotty's comments were powerful enough to somehow hurt his ability for employment, then there might be more to it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Or if Scotty was like, yo, y'all don't want to pay me because Phil Jackson's racist, or, you know, somehow Phil Jackson hurt his ability to get employed.
Although at this point, Phil Jackson's nearing 80 years old. He had relationships.
Odds of him being racist are high. 80-year-old white man in America? I mean.
Facts. That's a fact. But also, he's had relationships with so many relationships with black people over the years. They know if he's racist or not. Like, people already know. The verdict's already out. We just don't know it necessarily as a public.
Right.
But the NBA circles are either going to go, oh, damn, Scotty finally let him know, or they're going to go, Scotty's tripping. Everyone knows Phil's not racist.
Now, this has been circulating for about, 12 hours now, right? Since Dan Patrick's show put it out.
15, yeah.
15 hours. Has anyone come out in defense of Phil Jackson yet?
I don't know.
Because that's really the answer.
You might be right.
If nobody comes out and goes, Phil Jackson is not... Look, if they just go, yo, Scotty's tripping, he talking too much. That's not an exoneration for Phil Jackson. Mm. Somebody got to come out and go, yo, Scotty is way off. Phil Jackson is not racist. If that don't happen...
But we might have to look for that one. That one might not be as loud unless it's the right name. Might not be loud.
But that's what I'm saying. You need Jordan to say it.
No, but Jordan doesn't. If y'all really trust Jordan on race relations, he's not the one I'd be listening to either.
Facts.
Well, who can
Michael?
Veto
Michael was facts. God. Michael, yo, you know how many racists love Michael Jordan? Hey, there were racists saying the N-word and turning on TV to watch Michael Jordan
and buying shoes.
You know how many people were wearing Jordans at the insurrection?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So yeah, Jordan's a tough example, but like,
and Steve Kerr can't help him. Another white person coming out saying you're not racist.
Even though people like Steve Kerr, he's
that's
not
right.
enough.
He can't help you. Can't help you.
So we need Cartwright. We need B.J. Armstrong, Horace Grant. Someone get Horace Grant on the line.
Yo, call right now 800-223-9797. More shenanigans.
The DJ John. The DJ John. The DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
It's Yanni.
DJ
Yo, DJ Juanito.
Yo, happy
in the
Tuesday.
Building.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yo, you having tacos tonight, bro?
Yeah, I might hit up a spot uptown.
Ooh, shout a spot out. Where should people go, man?
Well, I went to a spot and I might go today called Taco Daddy in Stanford.
Chill.
Owned by a black man.
Okay.
Black. You know what I'm saying? You know, he has two spots up there, so shout out to Mo Major. He's a good friend of mine.
Mo, what up,
you
Mo Major?
But you call him Mo. You don't call him Taco Daddy, right?
No, I think you call
him Taco Daddy right now. Call him.
Say no, the place is called Taco
Daddy.
Nah,
say it. Nah. Say it, DJ John. Say it.
The food from there.
No, Shawnee.
Shawnee,
John.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Call him Taco Daddy.
No, go ahead.
Man.
Shout him out. Be like, hey, yo.
Taco Zaddy?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
What are you giving the people today, DJ John?
Summer Jam 2021 tickets.
Ooh, baby.
A pair of tickets, baby. A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, and more, and friends, and everyone else. For more information, hit up Hot97.com. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com, baby.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Baby, now listen. John. We just beginning the super hot days. It's getting hot outside. Today they saying the temperature's over 97. So we giving out air conditioners. Yeah. Donisha Benjamin in our promotions department is helping me scoop these up. DJ John, will you deliver them to the people?
Oh yeah.
Since we back outside.
Excuse me. Like I gotta shake hands and stuff like that with people.
Nah, you just gotta pull up at the crib, take a photo, man.
And just drop it off and leave it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it, John.
Sure.
Wait, why are you laughing, bro?
I'm sorry.
You don't want to help the people get the AC?
No, yeah, of course. It's hot.
Yo, what
outside.
A terrible. Yo, Ebro's a terrible.
No, now
guy.
You're assuming because I never said anything. So shut up.
I was just looking
shut
at
your
you.
White mouth.
Yo, Ebro's both a great guy and such a terrible guy. Number
why,
one,
what happened?
He buys air conditioners, which is just great. He wants to give them to the people. To ask John on the spot, do you want to deliver an air conditioning? No one wants to do that in
well,
the world.
Well, he could have said, he's DJ John. Nobody likes him. He could have said, no, I'm not doing it. Which would have then opened up the show to a whole other bit. But he chose to dodge it and try to be extra nice and then laugh in people's face. So he showed that he was a bad guy and he still got to deliver the AC.
Oh.
And it's not just when it's multiple.
Oh, John.
I'm not allowed to drive the vehicle, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we'll get you a driver.
So you just want him to be there in the car to accompany it.
That's right.
I'm falling asleep in the car.
Who we got online, Shawnee?
We got Timmy.
Timmy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Timothy. Now, listen, sir. Answer this question super fast. Do you need what DJ John has, which is the Summer Jam Jammy Jams?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, you can be in the building, right, man. If you're smarter than DJ John, Migos, Meek Mill, A Boogie, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, and many, many sweetie, and many, 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 many more.
Many sweeties.
Okay, here we go. Can you tell us what team did Scottie Pippen win championships with?
Ooh, the Chicago Bulls, baby.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow, good job, man.
Wow. Yes.
It's like SportsCenter at Jays.
I know. All right, DJ John, here's your question.
University.
After his NBA career, Scottie decided to play basketball in what countries?
France.
The correct answer is Finland and Sweden.
Damn.
Mm. Yo, honestly... Damn, that's so trash.
Wow.
Which part?
That Scottie played in Finland and Sweden when he was done here?
Damn. I mean, the man's been through some things, man. Lived in Jordan's shadow for so long. Small town guy. Lived in Jordan's shadows. Never gotten his props financially. Remember, he never... You guys saw The Last Dance, man?
Yo, ego is an MF-er. Because think about how great he was and how great his career was. And so what? You weren't Michael Jordan. You were Scottie Pippen, damn it. Like, who cares? But well, we're but crazy all, as humans.
But yeah, but not only that, but he didn't cake up. So maybe he needed the money. Maybe he got a big bag to go do that.
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, he didn't get Jordan money.
No, but he also wasn't making hourly. I mean, he did okay.
I'm just saying.
Maybe someone offered him 30 for a season. Yeah, he said, I'll go do it.
Play that J. Cole, Pride is the Devil. Great call, Rasan, the cameraman. Ooh. Yo, Timmy!
What? Oh, what's up?
You going to Summer Jam?
Timmy! I actually listen to you guys every morning on my way to work, so this is like a dream right now. I'm like,
that's beautiful, crazy. Bro.
Yo, you're in there, bro. I don't
want to be in certain dreams you be having, though, bro. Chill with the dreams. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on in your dreams.
Funny. I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you guys on my way to work.
Yo, thank you, man.
Every morning.
Wow. Timmy, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a civil engineer.
Okay. And what exactly do civil engineers do? Do you got like survey the land and make sure things are built right?
We're like many hats. We do a lot of things. We do like design and we do construction and we pave a lot of roads. I do a lot of things. So it's pretty cool. I love what I do. But, now you guys make it even better every morning. So
are you excited about this Joe Biden infrastructure bill that's coming down? Things need some fixing out here.
They do. And I think a lot of the money will help local governments and everybody and will basically revamp the area. And I think I'm from Jersey, so, you know, definitely those potholes need to be fixed.
Facts, Timmy. Well, Timmy, you're a great guy. It's nice to meet you. Hang on. We'll get you some info and get you appreciate up in the post-pandemic Summer Jam. Summer Jam. Laura, you got the flashing lights cracking.
I do. I just, this story is really dope, man. Travis Scott is paying homage to Pop Smoke in... The family is super happy about being part of this project, so I'll give you the details on this coming up next.
Pride is the devil.
This is the song right here.
Facts.
Cole. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg.
Pride is the devil. And I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
Yo, I stopped watching Handmaids, man. I was into it, too. What episode is it on right now, Rosenberg?
It's finished. It's been finished.
I ain't finished this season, man.
I only watched like one episode.
It was just too much, man. It was just all... Nah.
Listen, it's incredibly dark. There's no... Right. I can't sit here and begrudge you.
I'm trying to cuddle with my beautiful lady, man, and, you know, rub on my lady's ass and have a great night. Handmaids ain't helping us, man. You know what I'm saying? Handmaids messes up the evening.
Why are you annoyed with me?
For not finishing.
I have a teething baby. I'm exhausted.
Listen, all the excuses work. Teething baby, Ebro wants to rub an ass, dark show. It's all valid. I just want y'all to finish the show, okay? God. You're right. It's dark as hell. I mean, there are nights when I was like, why are we doing this to ourselves? I didn't do this. I don't want to do this stuff.
But how did it close? How did the season close?
I'll just tell you this.
Did it disappoint?
If you've been waiting for some comeuppance, if you've been waiting for some satisfaction when it comes to the show.
Okay.
I would argue they delivered as much as any show ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Ooh. Ever?
Ever. When it comes to delivering the feeling that you were looking for a long time.
No, when Rosenberg ranks something, ranking Rosenberg.
Here we go.
You better watch
Rosenberg
out.
Rosenberg ranking.
Ranky Rosie.
Ranking Rosenberg.
See? Rosenberg rank scene.
Word. Rosenberg Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N.
You know what I mean?
My dance hall name. That's how you know. Nah, it was damn good. Damn good.
Okay. Kay. I got a little travel coming up. That might be the wave right there.
I'm telling you, though, if you didn't watch Hacks yet, Ebro, if you want a show that you will love, but you'll laugh and you'll still be able to rub on your lady's ass, watch Hacks.
Okay.
And not because it's sexual at all. It's not, but it's just not a mood killer.
It's lighthearted. It's lighthearted.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm into it. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us
Laura, every show now has to meet Ebro's rub the ass test.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, please.
That's the new standard.
It has to. All right, listen, Ron, if you're watching the show and it ruins the evening with your loved one,
uh-huh. Right?
Nah, because especially when you get older, man, you got kids and stuff. There's limited nights, man, where y'all get to actually watch a show.
It's very limited.
And sip on something, you know what right. I'm saying, and rub up. And well, so also, if you got two or three nights like, if you got two of those a week, that's a lot, bro, with work and everything else going on.
Yeah, but
so if the show ruins that.
I hear you, but you know Game of Thrones had some nights that ruined things.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones was just off with the head. You know what I'm saying?
It was
just violent. It wasn't like morbid.
There was a couple.
You know,
we had characters we loved who were chained up and abused
gross.
For episodes that were
tough. Yeah. It was tough, but there was also many nights where it wasn't so bad.
Laura, right, what do you have?
Don't get it twisted. Handmaid's Tale is fire.
Fuego.
Period. All right. So this is dope. You know, Travis Scott he's preparing for his new album, but he dropped. Well, no. He's putting together a collection with Dior, right?
Dior.
Which is super dope. But one of the pieces has Pop Smoke's face on it. And he wanted to dedicate it to Pop Smoke, and his family is super excited. They want to get more involved in more projects, but they're just happy that people are continuing to just talk about Pop Smoke. You know, they're thankful that folks are keeping his memory alive. So, you know, Travis Scott loved Pop Smoke. So I thought it was pretty dope. So the family, there was a video of Pop's brother just speaking out, saying how thankful he is. He wants to continue to keep his legacy.
That's dope.
But it's dope.
That's very dope.
Just a sweet story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. That would be dope.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't want to talk about Scottie Pippen anymore, so I'm over it.
All right, you're gonna move on.
All right, okay. Thank you.
We done talked about Scottie Pippen already.
So that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:05. Alternate side parking rules are in effect, and it is a high of 97 degrees today.
Yo, look, with a high like that, we gotta cool you down. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, mostly Ebro, giving y'all these air conditioners today. Fresh new AC. Look, you might have a crib. You only got the one AC in the window for the front room.
In mama's room.
Or in mom's room. That was how it was our house. Mom had the AC.
Yeah.
And I remember when we got the other AC in the other room, in the front room, it was litty. That was the situation.
That's right. Mm.
But this might be that moment where you get the other AC. Or maybe you got the old beat up AC and you just need a freshie. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes, like 10. We lacing some people up with a new AC. All right, courtesy of us. And just because it's hot. All right, keep it locked.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, we here, man. Yo, big things after the BET Awards. The biggest headline was Cardi B, baby number two. I love the reveal. I love seeing her up there dancing with her man. You know what I'm saying? I loved her tweet. Cardi B tweeted, "We cried, we prayed, we came together as a family. We got all the negative stuff out of our lives, and God blessed us with another child." So, listen, I know Offset's been working ever since they had their scandal and the relationship and the cheating and whatever. When I know Offset's been working hard, you know, because and a lot of dudes, I mean, look, Offset's what, 30 years old?
I think so. They're young, probably in their 20s.
Not even? Offset's age, I was wild out here. Offset has already been, remember, Offset was the one. When the group got popping, Offset was in jail. Y'all remember that? Offset's been through a lot to get to this point. And so cleaning up, you know, his own personal flaws and becoming a better man. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And it's beautiful that they fought through it, too,
mm-hmm.
Cardi and Offset. The question we wanted to ask the audience, though, I wanted to ask the audience, is after a family scandal, cheating or whatever, did you stick with your man? Did you guys stick together?
Or
did
girl.
You or girl. And did you guys have another child? And how are things working out? Mm. Because a lot of people, I saw it on social media. Cardi's having another baby with him. He's just going to cheat, blah, 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 blah. Maybe nah.
Maybe nah.
Maybe nah.
Everyone deserves a chance to change.
Matter of fact, 50% of y'all that's married is going to fail anyway. So let's just stop judging and acting like everybody's got it figured out all the time. Let's stop that. But the question I just wanted to hear from the audience, like, you know, because I saw people really judging Cardi and Offset's relationship. Like, their relationship ain't got flaws and they didn't have to fight through things. But that's part of the relationship. For better or for worse, that's what y'all say up there.
Well, and sometimes, even if you know the person is flawed, and even if you know you may go through things again, if Cardi knows she wants to be a mom again, she knows she loves this man, flaws and all, and they already have a child together anyway.
Look, there's some women who feel their partner is a great father. Not necessarily a great husband, but they know he's a great...
that part.
Great father. And some women just want, you know, they were like, you know what, I'll just have another kid with him, even if she decides to move on, but they want that particular person to be the father of their
child. And why add another dude to the picture if you're looking for a child later when you can have the kids with one dude?
There's some parents listening right now that are great in their relationship but are terrible parents, and people look past it because they're like, but our relationship's great. And it's like, yeah, but you live in the same house with your kids and you ain't talked to your kids in a week. Or you don't talk to your kids at all. You don't do nothing with your kids. Or we're all in the house together and I love you and we're in a great relationship and our sex life is good. But you're a terrible parent. You're not a good parent. Your kids want your attention. They can't get it. But everybody looks past it because you're great in the relationship.
And yo, how backwards is that?
But I'm saying it's super normal. I'm just saying we all
crazy,
do it.
But isn't it crazy that we as a society... we judge the romantic relationship more than the parenting. When
that's
in the
right.
grand scheme of things, importance-wise, the parenting is way bigger than how you are as a romantic partner. Why do I give a damn what you're like as a romantic partner? I care that you raised a kid that can be functional in society.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, socially we assume that because somebody's in a healthy relationship and they're in a great relationship at home, that they must be a great parent, right?
Right, right.
And that's not always the case, you know? And there's plenty of people out here who are getting it all right and they're checking all boxes, so more power to you.
That's right, damn it.
We wanted to hear from the people who have fought through some things and decided to have another child. With the person, you maybe your family and friends doubted y'all, and y'all he just gonna cheat on you again. She ain't it. She don't do nothing. Blah 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 blah. And y'all fought through it for love and for family. And we want to hear what happened. Shani, who we got?
We got Carlos.
Carlos, tell us your story.
What's going on? Hot 97.
Good morning, Carlos.
I was married and I cheated on my wife and. I had a baby with the person I cheated with.
Oh, damn.
Now, upon that happening, we ended up getting a divorce about a year or two later. And I'm still with the person I cheated with, and we're engaged to get married. And we actually had another child while we were...
Literally, this has zero to do with what we're saying. But I appreciate you.
Yeah. You had a baby and it ended up all good. That's what he heard.
Right, with someone else, which is not what we meant.
I mean, but still, the situation was, you know...
Carlos, look, Carlos, but you're going to get it right this time is what you think, right?
I mean, that's the goal. That's the plan.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Listen, you got to go. You got a plan. Listen, sounds now they estimation is for you, Carlos, that because you cheated with this girl, people believe that you're going to cheat on this girl again, too.
What? That's what they would say.
That's what they betting on, Carlos, just so you know.
Well, especially because when you said Ebro, you said, but this time you're going to get it right. He was like, yeah.
He just
has so sure. Yo, thanks for calling, Carlos. Yo, who else we got, Shani?
We got Steve.
Just to be clear, y'all. You had a baby, you're in a relationship, you married whatever with your lady. Y'all went through some things, but you fought through it, and you had another baby.
Right.
and things are still going well or nah?
With the main relationship. With,
correct.
With the same person.
Right. Because okay. without that last line, you got
the
Carlos.
Same person.
Yo, we got Steve.
All right,
Steve.
Yeah, what's good? Steve from the Bronx.
Steve from the BX. How'd it go?
Yeah, I cheated on my daughter's mother the first time, and we worked things out, got back with each other, like, ah, you know what, straighten my shit out and everything like that.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, we had a second baby, and as soon as we had the second baby, yo, she kept it pushing.
She left you.
She left.
She left me.
Oh, so she just wanted to have the same. She wanted to have the same father for both kids.
Right, and then now she left me, and now she's sour because now I'm like fully engaged, about to get married next year, and it's like she's trying to make my life turmoil. Like,
well,
oh.
hit her with the button.
I don't know. I mean, if we taking his story at face value, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the problem with dudes calling, is that we can't take any of the stories at face value.
Yeah, that's right. She just had a baby with you and decided, you know what? I'm out of here.
Bro, listen.
I fought
for my family and everything like that. She was not having it. She told people that, yeah, she just wanted to have another baby with me because she wants the same baby father. Like, come on now. Like,
I mean, it happens. And now,
good luck, Steve.
And now y'all still together anyway. And you got a new family because she haunting you.
18
so,
years, bro.
That part.
We got Linwood.
All right,
Linwood. Here we go. Let's see what Linwood has to say. Linwood, good morning.
Well, good morning. Hi, Nalisa. What's up, Ebro? What's up, family?
Peace,
what up,
brother. Linwood? Thank you for calling. So you were with someone. Y'all had some children, and y'all fought through the tough times. How's it working out now?
It's beautiful now, man. The communication is better right now. We started when we was young. We were about like 19, 18, and going through the trials and tribulations. We are 13 years now. Right now, our anniversary was just on the 27th, 13 years strong.
Yo, and man, round of applause.
There you go.
Man. Round of applause.
All right.
Appreciate that.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to give her a happy anniversary right now. She's dropping off the kid right now. But, yeah, we went through our tough times when she cheated, and I had to be a bigger man and accept, do I want to keep the family after one kid? And we worked it out, and now we're on our second kid, our daughter. She'll be four in August 5th.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
You know, well, listen, communication, man. Working through it gets better, man. You just, you know, you got to know who you laying down with.
There you go, Linwood. Yo, Linwood got cheated on. He was a bigger man. Yo, most dudes can't handle that.
Nah.
Most dudes cannot handle that.
It hurts.
Yo, but ladies do it. Ladies do it for the fella. Yeah, ladies do it all the time. They way more mature. Dudes crumble.
For sure.
Quick, fast.
You know it. We got a Red.
Okay, Red. Let's see. Here we go. Red, what happened?
Hey, what's up? Well, I'm actually going through a situation right now. My man, he had cheated. We were together for 16 years. We were young. He was 19. I was 16 when we got together. So, of course, we dealt with infidelity. But this one, boy, I was not with it. I didn't think I was going to stay. But with God, the baby, he balanced us and he changed, and he knew what he wanted. He knew he wanted his family, so he did what he had to do to make sure he keep his family.
There you go. So did you guys end up having another child?
Yes. We have four kids.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We have four kids. We have a set of twins, all boys, a boy, and a baby he just had in October. And last year he was cheating, and I had got pregnant, and he knew he wanted his family, and it was like, yo, my nigga, you embarrassed me enough. Is either what you gonna do? Cause I'm not sitting here looking like a fool. You know what I mean? And he was like, "No, I want you, not a daddy."
Why was this? You said this time though. You said you've been through infidelities, but this time was really. Why was this one like worse or more embarrassing?
It was more embarrassing because of who it was with. It was like a treat, so it was really embarrassing.
It was like a thotty, so it was
very embarrassing. However, and plus, I just felt like this one was more like it wasn't as discreet. I knew too much.
Yeah, that's when
right.
And then some of your friends.
Like, I should not know.
Some of your friends knew about it too, huh?
The whole hood knew.
That's what it is. The whole hood knew. Well,
so,
listen.
He thought he was low, though. Like, I give him that, that he really thought he was low. And Will Fox showed him, like, hey, see. Hey, here's all the evidence. And it was like, baby, if we was in the court of law right now, they would actually take the plea deal or the guilty. So which one is it?
Yo, hopefully he learned his lesson. Yo, shout to Red for that call. It's only been a year, though. It's only been a year. And they had another baby during all of it. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying? More power to all the people out there fighting through. Because that's what everybody claims this relationship thing is supposed to be about.
It's work.
And so I big up anybody that actually kept their word on those vows and fought through it. Because that's another level.
It really is.
It's another level.
Underappreciated.
It's another level. The gurus are next. Let's go, gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Right. Where the gurus unite.
That's right. That's
to heal. Fight for what's right.
To uplift and to fight for what's right.
That's right. Cleanse the energy.
Yes. Shawnee Coltrane burns.
The sage.
Sage. And Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
Purify the air.
Who's in need of our help, Rosenberg?
Wusa. Wusa.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask for your help for weeks, but I've been too busy bumping this Rosenberg album.
Oh, my God.
By the way.
Hey, Laura, what's going on here?
By the way, Laura, this is the first time it's actually in the email.
Shut up.
I swear to bear, this is the real deal.
This is like the...
Screenshot it.
Wolf, we don't know.
You got to screenshot it.
Yeah, it's not real? Hold on.
You got to prove it.
All right, hold on.
Same way Scotty got to prove Phil Jackson's racist, you got to prove this
show
in the email.
Show receipts.
All right, Laura, check your email.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, guys. I've wanted to ask your help, but I've been too busy bumping this Rosenberg album.
Speak on it, guys.
That's the way you get your email right up here.
Psh, very smart.
Real late.
For the moment, it was the therapy I needed. But now I need real advice.
Damn, Rosenberg album only lasted 2 weeks for you, huh?
No, we're almost at a month. 3.5? All inputs are accepted, but I really need Ebro and Shawnee for this one.
Daddy too.
Others can chime in, but I know they'll understand or they'll tell me to shut my bitch ass up.
Okay.
All right.
Or both.
I'm 33. My mom and dad have been separated for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
My dad left us to live with the lady up the street and acted as if we didn't exist.
Wow.
Damn.
It's 8 of us, and he acknowledged none of us after the breakup with mom.
Damn. Wow.
He popped in and out because everyone puts us on the guilt trip every year or so. Now, because I wanted to move past it, I tried to connect with my dad when the Giants won the Super Bowl. Then, like clockwork, he started lying. Telling people my mother sent me to get money out of him. Saying he buys me and my siblings Jordans and my mother's still begging for money. My father doesn't know a birthday, middle name, or how to spell Jordan. And he's broke as F.
Wow.
We thought. Once he moved in with the lady down the street, her daughter became his. I was 13 at the time, and my siblings were mostly younger. We all had to see it until we moved. Before the breakup, I would come home late and see him creeping out of the lady's house. Basically, he was an ish. Tried to kill my mom. Abusive, lying, controlling, and whenever we called him on something, he ran to his family and lied. Had them believing we wanted to kill him, and that he did oh so much for us and my mother was taking the money and running. Anyways, we're here. Father's Day rolled around, and he decided to throw his arm around my mother. After she made it clear that she doesn't want to be touched by him. I looked up and my mother looked so uncomfortable, so I walked over and separated them. No extra BS, just separated them like a chaperone separating teens. Now my phone is blowing up because everyone's saying I need to let it go. I told them I let it go years ago, went to therapy, even enacted a funeral in my head so that I wouldn't have any emotion once he dies.
Hey, you were far.
My question is, am I tripping, being petty, childish, or should I tell everyone to shut the bleep up and mind their MFing business? I'm tired of this. Every party, we ask them not to invite him, and they invite him anyway. Then I get calls every day for a week because someone saw something, and they have to talk to me about it. Please help.
Wow. My first inclination is, with specifically with regard to your mother appearing to be uncomfortable, you knowing the abuse she went through, and seeing her in that scenario, you as a grown-ass man stepping up to make sure your mother, in your own eyes, was protected and comfortable, I think you did the exact correct thing.
I agree.
That's all that matters. People calling your phone and all of that other stuff, block that out. I don't mean nothing.
I have a little different perspective on that, though.
What?
Because though it felt like the right thing to do, he added context, because if he was the only one who sensed that she was uncomfortable and everybody's like, you need to let it go, did the mom thank him? Like, maybe he's projecting.
Maybe.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, Shawnee, because sometimes when family goes through abuse, some people handle abuse differently. Like, some people like to kind of just swallow it and keep it moving, keep a straight face. But maybe deep down, he knows that his mom was never one to speak up.
Right, that's what it felt like when he said it.
And he saw her uncomfortable, and he was like, let me step in and handle this. You know what I mean? He didn't make a scene. He just separated them because she knew that she didn't feel right. You know what I mean?
And I'll take it even a step further. He knows, and to your point, Shawnee, and he might be projecting, but he knows that his father's taking advantage of that situation and taking advantage of his mom in that situation.
Right.
Putting his arm around her to make everyone feel comfortable with him being around.
Right. And he talks-ish after half the time.
Well, and that might be the projecting part, Shawnee, because Duke is like, yo, don't try to act like first of all, my mom done told you, don't touch her.
Right.
You're touching her right now because you know she's powerless.
And he's taking advantage of that.
And that still is projecting what you're saying, Shawnee. What I'm saying right now is still projecting, but I'm giving him that. I'm saying to him, I feel like you did the right thing, whether you're projecting or not, because you're a man now.
Yeah.
And your job as a man, because you weren't able to when you were young, is to protect your mother.
If
you feel like you need to protect your mother, go and protect your mother.
100%.
Now, with the other pieces of like what people are saying and people calling your phone and all of that, just let that go. You protect Mom Dukes. If they keep inviting him over and he don't know how to stay in his lane, listen, you might have to crack the old man. It won't be the first time or the last time in history where a son grew up and was like, yo, my man's, I couldn't say nothing when I was young, but I bust your ass.
I feel like there's something else here, though.
Well, listen, there's
a lot.
There's something else here.
No, there's a lot. He cheated down the street with the neighbor and was busting his mom in the head and him and his ex-siblings.
I'm not giving the father a pass on none of this. And I do respect the son protecting his mom, but something is here if everybody's saying, let it go. And he's creating funerals in his brain. You know what I'm saying? How did dad get into the house?
Because other people invited him.
That means that other people have gotten over something. There must have been something else there.
He hasn't gotten over it. He hasn't gotten over it.
There's something that he hasn't let go. If everybody else has moved on, maybe the mom has forgiven him too.
Shawnee,
we don't know. And maybe he's the only one.
And there are mad siblings. To Shawnee's point, there are mad siblings.
There's mad siblings and everybody's calling him like, yo, let it go.
Yo, Shawnee.
And the mom's is like, it's all good too.
Shawnee,
then maybe he's projecting something that he has to get over.
He literally said in the email, there's about 30 things he has to get over that he hasn't gotten over.
Him. Exactly.
Yes, him.
But, yes, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just say, yo, get over it.
No, he's not saying that.
Nah, I'm not saying get
over it. But that's what his family's saying.
Oh, right.
They
right.
might be saying
and
that.
Also family, all Shawnee, I'm saying, sometimes families just want to sweep it under the rug and
right.
to under the rug sometimes, to be like everything is hunky-dory.
This is all I'm saying.
I don't agree with that, Shawnee.
All
listen.
I'm saying is if you feel like you need to protect Mom Dukes,
then protect her, of course.
And you and Mom Dukes had a convo and you heard her say, I don't want him putting his hands on me.
Or I don't want him around. around.
And he continues to do it, and other people invite him around. That's where you draw the line.
You gotta set boundaries.
He hasn't drawn the line on nothing else. But there's certain things in life you gotta draw the line on.
I agree with all that.
And Sean, there's nothing. There's a whole other flip side to this where there's trauma. Like, the mom's been through trauma, bro.
Yes.
When the husband leaves her for the woman down the block, doesn't acknowledge them or their kids for however many, that's trauma. Maybe at a certain point, she just doesn't even want to, she can't even say, I don't want his arm around. But the son knows his mom, and he knows how she feels. She doesn't necessarily have to tell him how she feels. He knows. He looks at his mom. He's like, yo, this is not right.
You could also make the argument, you know? You could also make the argument that regardless of how his mom even feels,
right,
that he's like, listen,
yeah,
with what you put my mom through, I don't care whether she's okay with it or not.
Right.
You put your hand near my mom, I'm going to crack you in the face. Right. And that's just what it is.
And that's just what it is.
And I'm not mad at him if he feels that way. That
could
be okay.
That's why I started
by
saying,
that's why he's going through therapy. That's why his father's already dead in his head. Like, there's a lot going on.
That's why I said I think we should give him the space to go ahead on when it comes to moms. That's where you're drawing the line. With everything else, people calling and this and I just let that fly by. Don't stress none of that. Go get your therapy, and you have figured out a way to cope with the pain that your father put you and your siblings through. You figured that out. You need to continue to work on that. Go get therapy. When it comes to mom and that arm around thing, and everybody want to call and dad want to act all cozy and put arms around mom and all that, nah. Not happening, not with it, and whoever wants to smoke, let's get it.
And it could also be, it's as simple as, I don't like you, Duke.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's
but
as that, simple
but
as that.
But that's okay.
But
and that's what,
that's
what I mean. That sometimes you have to set a boundary, Shawnee, because when it comes to abuse, different people different people react to it in different ways. Like, the mom might not be vocal about it. You know, but maybe he's at a point in his life where he wants to protect. And you know what? He has every right to tell his family, like, yo, stop inviting him.
Yeah.
I don't want him around.
He has every right. It just, something just feels a little different. If she said, I'm uncomfortable, or I don't want him to touch me, and there's several people in the room, and she didn't move away, and nobody saw that she was uncomfortable, nobody thought that it was the right thing to do, and when he took it upon himself to then remove an arm, and they're saying, yo, bro, you gotta chill. Like, at some point, you got to let it go. Then maybe there's something that everybody else is in on that he is not seeing because he's still caught up in this trauma.
Maybe they're coping differently.
Yes.
And I was going to say on the close, after y'all wrap this, to just say, no, you're not completely tripping. Whoever wants to close this out. You're not completely tripping. You're tripping. You're not completely wrong.
Right.
But you're tripping.
Right.
But you're not completely wrong.
I agree with that.
He may be tripping. He may not be at all. I don't know.
No, he's tripping. He's tripping. He's tripping.
No,
he's tripping.
And I'll tell you why. His feelings are real, man. His feelings are real.
His feelings are real.
Right.
But all I was going to say after y'all wrap it, but nobody want to wrap it, I was just going to say.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, Steve, man, Steve, beyond that with your mom and you feeling like you're protecting your mom, you only get two parents. And you may not like your dad ever. It is important for you to understand why he was the trash bag that he is. Mm-hmm. So that you can understand that it wasn't about you or it wasn't about your siblings. There's something going on with your dad. He's got a problem.
For sure.
That you need to understand so that the whole, like, mocking up a funeral in your brain and acting like a parent is dead and erasing... That's your one. You got one dad, and for better or for worse, that parent, whether it's a dad or a mom, made you whom you are, for better or for worse. And you have to go and learn that and why they were the way they are, so that you can make sure that you don't pass that energy on to the next generation.
Mm. Yeah, because dad is wild for sure.
Dad is wild.
He's wild.
Wow, super wild.
Wow. And all your feelings are valid.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But you have to go learn why dad was a trash bag.
Right.
So say the gurus.
No.
I said
so
that the gurus.
See, he's trying to get to me. So says the shaman.
I got peyote and shrooms.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
Yo, let's get to flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
God, this is such a troll. Ray J and Wendy Williams link arms while after he treats Matt to lunch. It.
Wendy's just a really nice person. Her legs, y'all know Wendy's legs is bad. She probably just needed help walking, man. Come on, man.
I can't.
Yo. So people are saying that they're stupping?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
They're not going that far. They just going with the linked arms.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of throwing this out there. But no, she put it on the Wendy Show Instagram. It says, guess who's treating me to brunch? He's very cute and very married. I'm close to his family, and he's my little brother. Oh. So that's what she posted after.
Yo, Laura, hey, give Laura the button. Why are we talking about this?
slow troll day. Slow news day.
So the news is Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams had lunch. Full stop. That's news. With Ray J. I mean,
I'm looking at what's trending. And then another thing that's trending, guys, Clarence Thomas, right?
Talk to us. What did he do now? Or what didn't he do?
No. So the headlines, he's trending because people are saying that, look, Clarence Thomas says that the federal laws against marijuana may no longer be necessary. And it's a big deal because he's one of the most conservative judges. But then people on Twitter, now this is Twitter, are saying that his wife has major stock in marijuana companies. No wonder he's... You know, he has a change of heart. How does this man still have a seat?
Well, because Supreme Court justices work, they get the seat, they keep it for life. And the other part is, and his wife bust people to the January 6th insurrection.
That's what I'm saying.
Clarence Thomas is a trash bag. Treesh.
He's a treesh?
Treesh. We don't know what it means. We're trying to figure it out.
He's a treesh.
Yo, Ebro just tried. Yo, Ebro is so old he just heard a slang word and, like your mom, tried to throw it in a sentence. Clarence Thomas sounds like a treesh. Am I right?
He's trash. He's super trash.
He's been the worst forever.
Ugh. Well, and most of the time he doesn't say anything. How about that? Y'all know that Clarence Thomas has been sitting up there, and he'll be the one that doesn't say ish.
He doesn't write anything. He just votes.
He don't say nothing. He's just been taking up space. Yo, I for real think the movie, what was the Jordan Peele movie? Get Out. I think it was about Clarence Thomas. I think they put a white brain in a black man's body and put him up there as a Supreme Court justice.
Could we get a sequel about Candace Owens?
No, she's in there too. Fact. Super
her Juneteenth tweet sent me to a place. I'm not going to lie. I had to really hold back. It sent me to a place.
Azalea Banks showed up to the party, though.
Yo, welcome back, Azalea.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
Yo, that was like a superhero movie where, like, your crazy friend. Because don't get me wrong. We love Azalea, but she's been wilding for several years where we don't always know what she's talking about.
She's wild for the night. She's wild for the night.
But when your wild friend comes back and you're like, yes, this is what we're here for, to save the day.
Well, look, that's the thing about your wild friends. Sometimes you just got to point them at the enemy. They just don't be knowing who to direct their energy at. Once you give them go over there, they be like, I got you.
Yo. They turned her loose. She was like, hold on. Who is this kid?
I got the drag. That's your flashing lights before. The time is 8:57. High of 97 degrees. Alternate set parking rules are in effect.
Courtesy of Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Get up. Wake that ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it. Hot 97.
97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.